You're listening to SBS News.
The timing could hardly have been worse for US President Joe Biden. At the White House, he was celebrating the passage of the legislation known as the Inflation Reduction Act. It addresses climate change and prescription drug prices. Mr. Biden touted how it will make life better for average Americans.
This bill cut costs for families, help reduce inflation at the kitchen table, because that's what they look at. How much are their monthly bills and how much do they have to pay out for their necessities?
But simultaneously, a worse-than-expected inflation figure was being released. Prices in August only went up by 0.1%, but the Consumer Price Index is up 8.3% from 12 months ago. And that's not what the market was expecting, nor is it what consumers want. The Dow Jones plummeted more than 1,200 points. That's a decline of nearly 4%. The overall market index, the S&P 500, went down more than 4%, the biggest drop it has taken since the depths of the COVID pandemic in June 2020. Investors were rattled by the new data. Zachary Hill is the head of portfolio management at Horizon Investments. He says the market looks at things very differently to the way Mr. Biden would like.
And that is not at all the way the market has been looking at it. The market has been calling peak inflation since March of this year. And here we are, we sit today, it's summer is over, and we're still not able to say that with any kind of certainty.
Mr. Biden's riposte is that the stock market is not always a barometer for what's really going on.
The stock market doesn't necessarily reflect the state of the economy, as you well know. And the economy's still strong, unemployment's low, jobs are up, manufacturing's good. So I think I think we're going to be fine.
With just 8 weeks until midterm congressional elections, the political timing of this is challenging for Mr. Biden. Republican Party Senate leader Mitch McConnell has taken the opportunity to attack Mr. Biden and the Democratic Party.
The expectation was that Democrats want to raise inflation might finally begin to actually level off. The top line inflation rate was expected to fall. Instead, yet again, the opposite happened. Overall inflation was up even higher. Democrats' policies are sucker-punching American families every time they set foot in the checkout line.
Petrol prices in the United States did fall 10% in August, but they still have far to go. That's on top of American consumers grappling with the largest 12-month increase in food prices since 1979. The market's eyes are now on the Federal Reserve as it meets next week to set US interest rates. A rise of 75 or 100 basis points is expected, and the market's concerns in the world's largest economy naturally flowed through to Asia and Australia. The Australian stock market suffered its worst losses since the 14th of June. More than $60 billion were wiped from the value of shares. Stuart Roberts is the founder of Stocks Down Under. He cautions against reading too much into what happened at a local level, but also says markets can expect a roller coaster ride in coming months.
This has been a story that's been going on for months and months. It's not like there's anything new. Another war started somewhere, or there's been an assassination of a major world leader. It's just more interest rate increases. And we knew that was coming for a while and probably will go on for the next few months. I predict we'll see an occasional panic like this until early 2023. Most commodities weren't badly impacted by the day's events. So price of oil was barely down.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.